I've recently seen a woman in her late 60s. I believe she was around 68 years old, and she presented with mammographically detected breast cancer, had a corneal biopsy, was positive for infiltrating ductal carcinoma. I think there was a small component of DCIS. And she went on to have a surgical lumpectomy and sentinel lymph node biopsy. The sentinel lymph node was negative. The tumor size was around 1.5 centimeters. The sentinel lymph node biopsy was negative. The tumor characteristics on histology were a poorly differentiated tumor with a small component of ductal carcinoma in situ. The estrogen receptor was weakly positive. The progesterone receptor was negative. And the HER2 gene was strongly amplified with a HER2 gene to chromosome 17 centromere ratio of about 10 to 1.
What was the actual quantitative or percent of the ER?
The ER was weakly staining in a minority of the tumor cells, like 30 or 40% of the cell nuclei were stained, but the staining was just weak intensity, which is actually classical for a HER2 amplified tumor to have downregulation of the estrogen receptor.
Right, and you published on that?
Yes.
So that's kind of a typical ER positive, HER2 positive scenario.
Small tumor, lymph node negative. In past years, this might be someone, by virtue of her age, for example, that we might not even consider for chemotherapy treatment in the adjuvant setting, but rather rely on endocrine therapy because of its smoother toxicity profile.
Can you talk a little bit about the woman in terms of her lifestyle and personality?
She was a busy business professional. She loathed the idea of toxicity from chemotherapy. I think she had had a recommendation from a referring oncologist to consider chemotherapy. We certainly discussed it as an option in her case as well. But she, I think, was very fearful. I believe she had a close relative who had been through chemotherapy for breast cancer in the past and, had an unpleasant experience. And so, this was a person who really was thoughtful, well-educated, I think had the capacity to understand, data, and I think brought a thoughtful perspective to the whole case.
Had she been out on the net looking
for
stuff?
Sure. I mean, all of the patients in West Los Angeles have been on the internet and bring in large packets of printouts from their home computer.
What was her family situation and what support did she have?
She was married, a couple of grown children, a supportive situation.